This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, January 29th. God's word to you today is fully loaded. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 9 to 10, and it says, "The reward of trusting him will be the salvation of your souls." This salvation was something even the prophets wanted to know more about when they prophesied about this gracious salvation prepared for you. I used to have what I would describe as a carnal love for cars until God sanctified me. My wife, on the other hand, does not admire cars that much. However, there is this car she was always telling me about, a Tesla. Of course, I know Elon Musk and the Tesla story. She kept pointing to the car on the road. I could educate her about the car, even the people that wrote the operating system. I did not know them personally, but let's just say they know me. That's a joke. A Tesla can be controlled from an app on your phone and with the touchscreen inside the car. Google it and just read up about the car. The functionality is very remarkable. Okay. Now imagine you buy a full option Tesla for your wife, or your husband buys you a full option Tesla. She says she likes the Tesla, but she prefers to disable the touchscreen. She is also not interested in all the cool features. Elon Musk will probably groan if he hears that. You cannot say Jesus has saved you, and you are not embracing divine healing. It comes with a package. It is part of the salvation operating system. Just launch the app. Guess what? It is a gross understatement to compare the works of Jesus on the cross to a Tesla. It does not come close. A lot of us are using a tenth of the functionality of our current cars and even the phones we have in our hands. Do you know that the average mobile phone today has more computing power than the huge mainframe computers that launched the first rocket? It is possible to be in God and not experience the fullness of God. You have to be determined that about you, Jesus would say, his death on the cross was not for nothing. You have to be determined to deploy the full package of your salvation. In your life, Jesus' death on the cross will not be meaningless in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You cannot decide not to own something after you have already bought it. It is too late. Jesus already paid the price. He already purchased our salvation. You cannot decide not to own it. It is ours already. Commit to being open to the supernatural and God's healing power in your life. Commit to becoming a channel of healing that God can flow through. Let us pray. Father, I open my life to the finished work of Jesus on the cross of Calvary. I am open to all that you have done for me. Lord, make me a channel for others. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.